This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. The first damage estimate from the storm arrived this afternoon. It's a big one. The Insurance Council of Texas says insured losses will top $1.2 billion and could go even higher. As folks in the hardest hit areas scramble to line up replacement housing, insurance adjusters are becoming central figures in their lives. Here's a look at how the process works and what policyholders can do before the next storm. In Garland and Rowlett, a third of the nearly 1,700 damaged homes are either uninhabitable or destroyed. Garland's landmark Village West Apartments, with 292 units, has been deemed unsafe or off-limits. Insurance adjusters?
They're handing money out right now. Insurance adjusters are authorized to turn over checks immediately.
That's Lynn McChristian with the Insurance Information Institute, an industry-funded nonprofit. She flew into town today to help with recovery.
And usually those first checks are for what's called additional living expenses. If someone's home is damaged that they can't live in it, this is part of your homeowner's insurance, but it pays for you to live elsewhere while your home's being restored.
What if your home's okay, but it needs repairs here and there to make it safe? Go ahead, says Ben Gonzalez with the Texas Department of Insurance, but don't make the repairs permanent if you want coverage.
You can cover up windows and cover up holes to keep any further rain out, put up some plywood to prevent theft. If you're going to file an insurance claim, the insurance adjuster has to see that damage before they're going to want to pay.
What about renters? That's Catherine Noble's situation. She, her husband, and daughter lived in the Landmark West Apartments.
We only had renter's insurance, so our car, which is totaled because it's under a tree right now, it's not being replaced. Everything in the apartment should be replaced. They said it was going to be about 3 days for somebody to call back.
Hold on, says McChristian. The car may be covered.
If your car is damaged in a storm and you have comprehensive coverage, which over 3/4 of the people do have, then you will have your insurance pay for that damage.
Comprehensive auto coverage, that's something she says everyone, not just storm survivors, should think about. For the future, prepare. McChristian's from Florida, hurricane country. Too often after big storms, she hears people say things like, the water's never been this high.
The winds have never been this strong. You know, we've never had this much rain before. That's all we hear on the news. But the fact is, from my perspective, what I do is I come out and I say, those things happen all the time.
So McChristian says, everyone should make an inventory so you're ready before the next storm. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.